Greetings, you've entered into the Fair Cosmos, where anything is possible and everything is probable. I'm Lacey, and I got to go to comic book stores today, so I'm pretty happy.
And I'm Leah, and what if season one was still better?
What if my name wasn't Lacey and I didn't grow up in Florida?
You wouldn't have a spicy personality.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
Florida true. Makes people spicy.
Florida, you have to be. You have to be spicy. We have a weird mix of like, oh, the kindness of the heart. But as soon as they find out, like most of the time, that you're any sort of, you know, the diverse population, it's you don't get that anymore. So you gotta be ready to fight at all
the
times.
The people of Florida. What if that was like a whole episode of What If, and it was just like, what if the Avengers were based out of Florida and they had to develop people of Florida personas instead of like, oh, it's Captain America, it's Gator Man.
Gator Man, it's Captain Florida.
It's Captain Florida.
With Black Gator and, oh no, I guess Black Widow would still work in Florida, actually.
Black Widow would still work.
Black but Widow instead would of like, still work.
Like Hawkeye, it was like Iguana Man or something.
Wait, no, Pelican.
Pelican Man.
Pelican Man. Or Pelican or Seagull.
The Pelican. Seagull yeah, the it. Seagull. The seagull. Pink flamingo. And he's just like, his costume is just full pink and all of his arrows just look like beaks.
I love that. Who else? Hulk would work too.
Hulk would still work. He would just be in board shorts, and always in a Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, because that's where you're gonna get one of the most. That's where you're gonna get angry the most. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Who else? Who are we not thinking of? Oh, Iron Man. What would Iron Man be? Iron Man would be a meth cooker.
What's your gas station? What's your big gas station?
Oh, we have so many.
What's it like? That's, what's your chain?
That's the great thing about Florida is we have so many.
Because I'm in the Midwest, and our chain is Casey's and like Circle K. So Circle K is like the meth of gas stations.
We got 7-Eleven. We got Racetrack. But Racetrack's usually really nice, though.
Yeah, Racetrack's is like your nicer truck stop gas stations,
and
right?
And Wawa's nicer.
Wawa's your nicer gas station.
I would say like...
I'd say your 7-Elevens, you know, like that. 7-Eleven
or like the old Chevrons that are still around somehow, even though I thought they went out of business. Like every once in a while, you'll see one like a backwoods area and you're like, how is that still alive?
And there's a couple of them out yonder.
They're scary.
Around here, you know.
Don't go to them.
Yeah, just don't. I don't recommend Circle K to nobody either.
Yeah. So yeah, that would be... That'd be Iron Man. His headquarters would be a old Chevron station. Ray cooks meth in the back. He learned all of that science stuff just so he could cook meth because he's
from that's
Florida.
Exactly what it is. He uses all of his like genius thoughts to make the best super meth.
100%. And his dad would still be someone who went to the military because his dad thinks that the military was the best thing in the world and he had to do it. Right. A lot of those in Florida too.
Yeah. Oh
man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we do. We really do. Man,
so clearly
we're talking about two different things today, but What If is definitely one of them.
Yeah, What If season two trailer reactions is the first part of this episode. Mm-hmm. Where the second part will be a quick recap of the Madam Web trailer.
Yep.
And if it will be a Morbin Time part two.
Right. Although I will say, watching the Madam Web trailer, I didn't get like excitement or hope like I did with the Morbius trailer. So like, I'm like, okay, I'm already set up for like probably mostly a letdown. So that's okay.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll do Madam Web just in a second. I don't want to get too off of it since we're talking about the Chevron stations and the 7-Elevens of the world.
Right. Right.
So we've watched the What If season two trailer a couple times now. What are your feels?
There's this one part where, and obviously our episodes are full of spoilers for things we're talking about. So if you haven't seen the trailer, go watch the trailer. Pause this real quick. I'll wait. Okay, that's all the time you get. Awesome. All right. So I would, okay. So obviously Disney owns Marvel and Star Wars now. That's a thing. That's been a thing actually for quite a while now. So when in the What If trailer, when they're like doing the racing, I legit thought they were going to have like a Marvel Star Wars crossover. I thought that was pod racing with Marvel. Yeah, it looks like the pod racing. Yeah. So I don't know what it is. I can't tell.
It's probably like the Wastelands. They're probably doing Wasteland, honestly, if I had a guess.
I am cool with that.
Not pod racing.
Right. I know. Right. Like I have the too much gene sometimes. So like my brain will take things to an extent that's too far and I have to reel it in. But that was my first reaction to that one. But I would still like, I like the Wastelands in the comics. Like, I think that would be cool to see. Like them.
I do think that would be a very cool episode of What If, like if I have to sit through another season of this, because we all know that I was not super pleased with the first season.
Yeah, you did not really like the first one.
I have a hard time enjoying animated things if I don't like the animation style, and I just wasn't feeling it.
The animation style is definitely not that kind of animation style, typically isn't the type that I enjoy either.
Yeah. So there was a couple good episodes for the first season.
Yep.
But, you know, I was like, ultimately, I guess I'm glad they made this into an animation series and not try to do like some type of like weird live action thing, because I feel like that would really confuse people.
Oh, yeah, it definitely would. It would throw people off real bad.
I will say the trailer, though, was like really good. It was like really nicely cut, and the music score and everything. It was like really, really well done. Trailer. I did feel excitement watching it. I also felt a lot of confusion because I had absolutely no idea what was going on.
Yeah, I couldn't fully tell what like the storylines are gonna do. Obviously, there's another zombies, which I'm excited. Yeah. I am excited that there's another zombies. We're revisiting,
yeah.
Yeah. If I had to like pre-guess what my favorite episode is gonna be, it's probably gonna be the zombie episode. Because I just love seeing those plots. So
it would be nice to touch back on it and see like where the remaining heroes left off in that world, you know, because they did set it up so nicely. I will say, like, right out of the gate, Marvel Zombies is not something that is like my favorite end all event that they've ever done.
That's
most of the time I feel like it's overdone.
They do it a lot in the comics.
They do. And I am currently reading like a new take on the Marvel Zombies. I think it's the black, red, and white, or something like that.
Whatever.
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. I don't know. It's in black
some
and white.
Edgy title. You know,
I read it because it featured a lot of Daredevil, which is why I picked it up. I am
Wolverine's
what you call
in it too,
a
right?
completist. Yes, he is briefly in it. It takes place basically like little segments of stuff, you know, like two or three pages will be featured this and two or three pages are that, like Spider-Man wasn't in it again and Daredevil, Wolverine, and and it's gonna keep going like that, you know, for a couple issues, like four to six, I can't remember, so I'll probably finish it, but overall, like, the black, white, and blood red stuff is not something that I generally get into, because like I gave up on the Elektra one two issues in because I was like,
dang, the fact that you gave up on the Elektra one is surprising.
Yeah. You know, so Marvel Zombies is not my favorite thing. The same way Deadpool is not my favorite thing. I'm not one of those people.
That's fair. I enjoy Deadpool and I enjoy Marvel Zombies, so
I enjoy them. But they're
right,
not
okay,
my favorites.
That's fair. Yeah, I would say it's about the same as how I feel then. Okay, so I think we mainly wanted to talk about like what our own ideas for What If.
Yeah, like just a few things that we thought of while watching it, you know, because like the only thing we could really tell for certain that from this trailer, aside from like we know the zombies are coming back because they already confirmed that.
Right.
Looks like we're going back to Wakanda with the Black Panther. Cool. Yep. Looks like they've confirmed Die Hard is a Christmas movie and Hawkeye's wearing an elf costume. So I'm a little into that.
Okay.
The Ten Rings are back. Looks like we're going to see the Ten Rings versus Asgard, which might be kind of cool.
Yeah, that I could see that being a cool fight if that's how it turns out.
I don't really know like why they would be fighting and like what
they'll come
up
with some,
you know,
political, cultural, like something's gonna be wild.
What if Asgard's new home was Wakanda? Or I don't know. Looks like Hela's back too.
Yep, I saw that. I saw she was in there.
You know, so on that vein, What would be something that you would want What If to explore aside from like the wastelands, you know?
Okay. So I'm just going to get the very obvious one out of the way. Like, I'm going to reference my favorite character, which I know everyone's probably sick of. What if Gambit was the leader of the X-Men? I just want to know. Or on a different note with Gambit, what if Gambit hadn't like accidentally caused the oh my god, I'm blanking on the name. The mutants that live underground. Why am I blanking on their name? Whatever. The mutants that live underground, like the whole like,
I don't know, you said that and I immediately forgot to.
Yeah, my brain is just blanking. But like
I can see them in my brain though.
Yeah. But he was like responsible for like a lot of their execution.
Yeah.
So like what if that hadn't happened? Like would he still be like technically a bad guy?
Yeah.
Because that's part of what kind of turned him more towards the good side. Because he felt so awful seeing that. So I'm like, what if he hadn't done that? What if that hadn't happened? Would Gambit, you know, be a villain?
Yeah, you know, like, what if he was still taken with the Brotherhood? What if Rogue was still with the Brotherhood?
Well, yeah, that'd be a good one, too.
But first, we would have to do this setup work to, like, let you know who that is. Because, like, we're just going to operate under the assumption that, like, people that are fans of the MCU are slightly aware of the X-Men universe.
Right.
But what about the new people that only do the MCU and not anything else?
True. You know? So all right,
to first set that up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because my next one's X-Men related too, and it would be what if Mystique raised Nightcrawler instead of tossing him away?
Yeah.
Like, what if she actually...
I do believe that is a little mini comic series, isn't it?
What is it? Okay, cool.
I don't know if it's... There's definitely little issues out there of, like, what if Mystique was more involved with Nightcrawler, and then, like, there's the Uncanny Nightcrawler series going on right now.
I just picked that up today. I'm very excited to read it.
I think I have the first issue. I have not read it yet. But yeah, there's like a couple of different Uncanny Nightcrawlers out there where he's like in different universes that are like all Nightcrawlers and stuff like that. So that would be kind of cool to see.
And then my last one was, what if Ant-Man never had a kid?
Ooh.
I just feel like...
Where would the Young Avengers be?
Right. Where would the Young Avengers be? Also, where would Ant-Man be? Would he even care about being a good guy?
Right.
Would he care about writing his past? Would he care about, you know, like... His whole motivation for trying to get on a better path was his kid, was his daughter.
Yeah, so what if he gets out of jail and they need him to steal the Pym suit? But instead of doing it for the right reasons, he decides to be a bad guy. I feel like it would almost be the same as like when what if season one where Hank decided he was going to assassinate all the Avengers?
Yeah.
You know, so it'd be something probably similar to that.
Road. I feel like Ant-Man would have become like a very... He would have just gotten better at his job once he got that suit. Yeah, like if he kept it, he would have just gotten better at stealing.
I just want more Paul Rudd in my life. So like if
same
animated always. Or not, I guess.
Yeah. I just, you know, always same. I love Ant-Man so much.
Yeah.
All right. So what are some of your, what ifs?
Obviously if they do Wasteland, that's going to kind of sort of like take care of one of my itches, okay. Which was like the World War Hulk stuff. Specifically where he dominates half of the wasteland and eats Wolverine's family, and then like all the superheroes. That'd be cool.
All right,
you know, what if so basically like what if Red Skull won?
Ooh, hey,
you know,
what if
like let me see some of that storyline put on the screen, because some of the what if stuff, like it comes from the comics from the first season, right, where they've just kind of bent the story a little bit to make it new.
Man, in any scenario where Red Skull wins is like terrifying.
Yeah. So a lot of mine that were like stuff that does actually happen in comics and has happened in comics. I just want to see it either expanded or see it in motion.
Yeah, like know? Not like, just
from
in
page
a book.
To movement.
All right. So what are your go-tos?
So aside from the wasteland, like what if we got Steve Rogers, Agent of Hydra. Because that was a huge hot topic for a lot of people when that came out. Do you remember that? That one panel of the Hail Hydra?
Yep.
When the Avengers are losing a fight. You know, so what if we get to see that happen? I don't know. We'll say like Age of Ultron. During that fight, he is all Hail Hydra instead of let's save Sokovia.
Right. Ooh.
And then how is that going to impact the Avengers throughout the future? Like now that they know S.H.I.E.L.D. was all Hydra and they're cleaning up the last of the mess, they got to find that one last bug. And it turns out it's Steve Rogers.
Would there even be a civil war?
Right. Like, would there be a civil war? Would people still want to follow Steve Rogers?
Probably not. That would be my guess. Is probably
like probably not. But what if he's like, I'm not really still with Hydra. Like they wanted me to do this, and I decided not to.
Double agent.
A double down agent. You know. You know what I'm saying?
All right. What are your other ones?
So same thing. Like, what if instead of turning Clint in the first Avengers, Loki turned Natasha? This has been a theory online for a very long time, too. Like, what if he had turned Natasha?
Walk me through.
Basically, like, when Avengers came out, I remember, like, many, 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 many years ago, the dawn of the internet, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone was like, if Loki had turned Natasha instead of Clint, they would have won. Like, they would have won immediately. Like, nobody would have been able to stop him. She would have just killed everybody and been done with it. None of this, like, little pew-pew knock him out with an arrow type thing. Like, she would have just decimated the world and Loki would be in charge. And I kind of believe that. Like, I do think that she would have been more capable of achieving his goal had she been more available.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, still, like, it'd just be really fun for them to go back in time and touch on that.
Man, since Loki chose someone besides freaking Hawkeye.
Right, since that's been out on the internet since, like, when did that come out? 2012. So Loki, if we finally got to see it.
Out of all the Avengers you chose.
He chose Hawkeye.
Listen, we love Hawkeye.
And I say that as a person who loves Hawkeye. Yeah, like above me, there are fucking 10 Hawkeye Funko Pops.
Yeah. You've got so
and how many t-shirts of Hawkeye exactly. You know, do I have? I collect anything with Hawkeye on it and anything with Daredevil on it. Those are my two names, you know. So but I'm just also like, you chose Hawkeye out of
all those, out of
everybody that you could have picked, you chose Hawkeye. Very interesting choice. He did have heart, but was it worth it?
He gave it his best shot. Oh no. Man. Oh, Loki buddy. All right.
You know. Okay. And then here's a couple silly ones before I give you my main one.
Okay.
This is my big one. Because I did just kind of
this
talk
is
about
your
this.
Big one or you're gonna give me
these
the
are my
ones.
Little silly ones these oh, are my little silly. Silly ones
little silly guys first
because I started doing like what if and then I got really really annoyed because I was watching Age of Ultron and it just like reopened some wounds for me.
That's fair.
So what if in Age of Ultron they didn't have the weird Bruce and Natasha thing going on that literally nobody wanted?
It would have been a better
or
movie.
Asked for, you know, it would have been a way better movie. Nobody cared in future MC movies. Like, because nobody cared. So what if we just redid Age of Ultron, but without that?
What if, like, they just had, like, a friend thing, and it wasn't romantic?
You know, like, what
why
if they
can't,
just
why
pals?
Can't they, yeah, why can't they just be friends? Why did it
like,
have
they
could have
just been pals, like, just a buddy, you know, just instead bros. Of, like, making Natasha a monster because she can't have kids. Like, what the fuck is that about?
Yeah, that was definitely a weird, that was weird.
Yeah, so, you know, whatever. And then Bruce going, I can't have kids either. I can never have a family. And then he reappears like 10 years later in She-Hulk and he's got a whole son with a really bad haircut. So what if we just didn't do any of that?
Would have been a better movie. I can already answer it.
You know, and then the other thing that irritates the absolute hell out of me. What if Steve Rogers didn't go back in time at the end of Endgame to go steal Peggy away from her husband, who we set up two full seasons of Agent Carter, for her getting over Steve Rogers and moving on with her life. And then he just shows up at her house like a weirdo.
Also,
what if he didn't do that?
I also found that really weird that he like went back in time, especially since like there was this whole conversation of like, you can't change anything. You can't change the past. You can't blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, actually, what if I go change
What if I go back in time to a random house in, like, let's just say Iowa or some shit, and she's just there, and, like, what are you going to do when her husband comes home, you know?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you watched Agent Carter. It was, like, 2 seasons. It was actually really, really good. And it developed her character so much better and just kind of, like, had her move past the death of Steve Rogers. You know, like, that was the whole first season. And then the second season, she meets the man who would be her husband.
Yeah, he's still left it alone.
Yeah, you know. And then I think there was some other stuff in, like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. where, like, Endgame had come out or was coming out, and they had a different character go meet who would be her husband and create a life. I don't know. It got weird. But, like, what if we didn't do any of that bullshit?
What if we just left it?
Yeah, what if we were just normal?
So what is your big, like, real one?
My big, big real one will directly snowball into what we talk about next. Okay. So what if Spider-Man killed his enemies instead of just releasing them back on the streets every time?
Oh, yeah, because he doesn't do that.
Yeah.
It's like part of the reason he can't lift Thor's hammer is because he won't kill.
Yeah. And, like, this is directly from a little single one-off issue of a What If comic that I just read this morning.
Mm-hmm.
On the Marvel app, just for funsies, I saw that streaming and was like, oh, cool. What if Spider-Man was a killer instead? And he killed Kraven at the end of Grim Hunt instead of letting him live, thus destroying his life even more, you know? And all that happens, honestly, when he kills him is he destroys his life even more. And then he decides to kill all of his enemies.
He killed all of his enemies,
you know? And then he also killed all of the spider women because they came to stop him. So Peter Parker just decided he was going to kill everybody. And Madame Web had to come and try to stop him, but he killed her too.
Mm.
And then he killed two other Spider-Women, Jessica Drew, fucking Julia Carpenter, I think he killed. And they just kept passing the Madame Web, like, time clairvoyant stuff around until finally the issue just ends on he is blinded, so he has now given up because Spider-Woman blinds him, and then he's lost touch with his spider tingle. So he just goes,
because he's blind.
So he just walks around blind with no spider sense, and she becomes the Spider Woman of that universe, and Madame Web dies, and that's the end of that, like, what if, you know? But, like, on that note, what if we transition and we talk about the Madame Web trailer too, because that launched this week.
Yep, Madame Web trailer launched this week, and the internet
is not happy.
Yeah, it's not happy. Which I will say, like, I really do think that sometimes the internet gets really critical when it's, like, a lot of female fronted stuff. Like, it's like instant criticism, which is very annoying. But I will say, this is Sony jumping in.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say this, I don't think it looks bad. I think it looks okay.
Yeah, it looks like it's either going to be a lot of Morbius, or it's going to be a very pleasantly surprising Venom 1.
Yes. Okay, yeah. If I had to, now mind you, I really love the character Venom, so watching that movie, even though, like, objectively it wasn't the best movie, I still loved it and enjoyed it because I love Venom. I don't know a ton about Madame Web, so for me, like, the fact that there's a thing coming out for her, I'm like, okay.
I was gonna say, to be fair, a lot of people know about Madame Web, but almost nobody cares about Madame Web, because, like, most of what you know about her comes from the animated Spider-Man show of the 90s, because she was a central character in that, like, explains the web of life to Peter Parker when he starts questioning whether or not he should be Spider-Man and if he's worthy of it. And then she just appears and is like, this is what your life would be like if you were not Spider-Man and this person was instead. And look at all these other spider people out there. Like, you're not alone like you thought you were. And that's, like, the extent of her abilities, right? Like, you see it in the movie trailer, too. Like, she just can see the web of life pertaining to other spider personalities.
Yeah.
And that's like, the extent of her abilities. And then she can pass those powers on before she dies to other people, namely Julia Carpenter, who kind of takes over the Madame Web persona when she actually does die, like way later. So I would not be surprised at all if at the end of this movie, Madame Web dies, who is going to be Dakota Johnson as Cassandra Clare in this movie. If she dies, gives her powers to Julia Carpenter because they're banking on Sydney Sweeney being the name that kind of like carries this movie.
Yeah, I mean, and admittedly, my first reaction to seeing Sydney Sweeney was, oh, look, the girl from Euphoria.
Yeah, you know, and so a lot of people are just like, oh, I'm going to go watch this movie because she's in it, you know, a hot lady hot. But also, she is just a bad actress. So that kind of worries me because like literally all the dialogue in this trailer was so bland and underdelivered. And just like everyone's been saying it's very CW of them. And I can kind of see that.
What is CW? Even, you know, for the audience.
What is CW?
Yeah, what's CW? You know, for the audience.
Like the CW network. Like, we're approaching Arrowverse here.
Really bad all right.
Dialogue, really cheesy setup, really
now I'm here.
Dorky costuming and stuff. Which, like, they did show you all of the Spider Women in the trailer. Like, they showed you all three of them. They showed you all three of their costumes. The only one they didn't show you was Jessica Drew and Sydney Moon. Cindy Moon, I'm sorry.
Yes,
but I also have a little theory on like why they showed us those costumes.
Oh, what's so your theory?
You know, it's like a two-part theory. So part one is they showed us those costumes to make people want to go watch this movie because not a lot of people really care about female characters, it appears, on the internet. Men in comic books are very toxic and they don't really care about the ladies.
Yeah, I mean, it's been proven over and over again.
Yeah, for the grotesque face I just made that nobody could see, but, you know, like, yeah, you know. So, like, they showed us the costumes to make people want to go see ladies in skin-tight Spider-Man costumes. But they also showed us that with Ezekiel Sims, the guy who literally travels the multiverse to kill other spider people to stop them from coming after him. So I do believe what we're seeing in this trailer is all just Madame Web, you know, Cassie. It's like her vision of like what is going to happen with those characters and Ezekiel. So when we see Sydney Sweeney's Spider-Woman in her costume, like controlling the time webs and stuff like that, that is just a vision of the future that Ezekiel will eventually have to deal with. And that's why he's going in time to kill her before she gets her spider powers. So I don't think we're going to actually see them in costume in this movie. I think we're going to see glimpses of like the future fight that they will eventually have with Ezekiel, but we're never going to like really see that.
Okay.
You know? Like, that's what those scenes look like to me. It was like, this is he is seeing that future outcome. So now he is going back in time to kill them. And she is, Madame Web is showing them to the girls.
We're definitely in a part of the MCU and even with Sony with their Spider-Man stuff, Spider-Man-verse related stuff. We're definitely in a part that's very, very time-based. We're messing with timelines a lot. Yeah, we're sitting with it.
Yeah, we're still in the multiverse stuff. And I think that Sony is doing this to try and build their Spider-Verse without a Spider-Man because nobody knows who the Spider-Man of this universe will be. I do still think it will be Tom Holland's Spider-Man, at least for another two movies, you know, till they kind of like start to shift from that. But yeah, like I think that's what's going to happen with this movie is we're going to see these other spider characters and then at some point they're going to get either dispersed through the time frame and end up in different universes to operate as spider people because there's no way all these spider women are operating at the exact same time in the mid 2000s. You know, like there's just no way that there's that many of them when they operate in different universes.
That was something that was definitely something that caught my attention is how odd it was that there were so many spider people in like the same place. I was like, that's kind of odd.
I feel like they're gonna do the thing where they like scatter them at the end of the movie across universes, like dimensions, to keep them safe. And then I think that like our little tag that we'll get at the end of this movie will probably be in lieu to Cindy Moon Silk, you know, because it is still confirmed that Sony is making a Silk miniseries TV show for I think Prime, Amazon Prime. I have no idea when that's actually going to start production, but it was announced a while ago. They have not announced who's going to play her yet, but it will be like an Olivia Wilde directed thing was announced that she's going to be attached to that, and it's going to be part of their Sony-verse. So I think we'll see that, and then seeing Ben Parker and Mary Parker, you know, like seeing Peter Parker's parents and Uncle Ben, and you know, that's going to be cool to see that for the very first time. And then I could see this movie ending with their death, and then like, oh, she's pregnant with a baby boy, what should we name him? And you know, it ends on, let's call him Peter, and then it, like, that's your credit scene, you know, like that's roll credit, there you go.
I can see that.
Yeah, like I feel like that's how this movie's going to end, and I want it to be good so badly. But I'm scared. I'm just accepting the fact that it will probably be just very okay.
What if, hear me out. what if we expected it to be really, really horrible? That way it's kind of good when we watch it.
I mean, I think, remember that's what I think I did with Venom. I was like, it's going to be terrible.
Oh, true.
And I went and watched it and I was like, true. Oh, it's kind of good. Because I went in with a bar so low. And
was that Venom or was that Carnage? Or Venom, the whatever Carnage movie?
No, I think that was just Venom. And then we went in with Venom. Carnage with higher expectations because Venom was good.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
And then with like Morbius,
we
went in with a high bar.
Yeah, which was a mistake from
and
the start.
And it was a low grade thing.
Yeah, that was really our, honestly, we're full grown adults and we knew better. So that's
better.
That's
on
us.
But I tricked myself. So I'm trying to not trick myself this time.
Sometimes we gaslight ourselves. Have you noticed that?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Nope.
Third, okay. All right.
I'm really bad about doing that. Because I love so deeply that everything that I read or consume, I'm just like, it's going to be the best thing in the world. And then we go to talk about it later, even if we don't record about it. And I'm like, it was the best thing I've ever experienced in my life. And then like 6 months go by and I'm like, yeah, that was actually kind of terrible.
It was kind of bad.
It was not the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, it really. Yeah, it's like you come off the high of it and you're like, oh, wait, now I can think objectively now. Oh no.
I do though remember watching Morbius in theaters, and like halfway through it I started to not feel very good because I had like the flu or something.
It was an omen.
And I just remember like they're on the ship, you know, and he's about to eat people or whatever. I don't even know when that is in the movie.
Oh my god, it's like I think it's near the beginning.
Yeah, and I was just like, this movie is so long, when's it gonna end? And I was like, please end soon. And then like 2 hours go by. I have a feeling this movie is going to be like an hour and 45 or something. Like, I don't think Madame Web's going to be super long at all. So
no, I couldn't see it being that. I feel like, I don't know. I would love it if Sony would just release Spider-Man over to Disney. Not that I want Disney to own every single thing in the world.
But let's collaborate, you know, because like clearly they need the writers and the creative directors from Disney to make their Spider-Verse movies good.
Yeah, and like Spider-Man is just such a good character. Like, I love the spider like people characters. Like, I like the comics are good. I don't know. It's just such a good character and a good universe. And I'm like, can we stop doing this, please?
I know, like, just creatively come to your agreement and then make good movies. Like, they can still be the Sony Spider-Verse movies, you know, and then still appear occasionally in MCU driven property. It doesn't have to be their sole focus, you know?
Right, exactly. I don't get it. I don't get it.
And I don't know what they're trying to do with, like, setting up, like, at the end of Morbius, the Sinister Six thing on, like, a different universe, which made no sense. And then, like, continuously trying to, like, the new Kraven movie that's coming out. Like, we're trying to create all these spider villains so that eventually whoever their Spider-Man is can face off with them. But I'm like, you've already introduced us to a Spider-Man. Let us sit with Peter Parker for a while before you try and like reintroduce him again.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, and at this point, you can't introduce Peter Parker's best villains and then pass them off to Miles Morales when he has his own villains that are just as equally entertaining for him to deal with. And that will like really piss people off if we get the Green Goblin at some point or whatever in the MCU and he doesn't fight Peter Parker, you know?
Yeah.
Like, legit, not like he's from another multiverse thing like we've done in No Way Home.
Yeah. Yeah, I just, I just want Sony to calm down.
I just want good things.
I just want nice things. I just want
good stuff.
I have so much. There's so many nice comics.
But hey, the Funko Pops for Madame Web are probably going to be pretty dope. So
yeah, okay, yeah, I agree with that.
They're probably going to be pretty cool.
Yeah,
so I'll accept it.
Yeah, fair. Who, you know what? In the spirit of all these Spider-Verse talks, because I realized we haven't even talked about is this one into the Spider-Verse?
Across the Spider-Verse. Into the Spider-Verse.
Miles Morales movie.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't even talked about that. So in the spirit of things, who is your favorite Spider-Man character?
Like, and aside from Spider-Man himself, I really do enjoy.
Raven. Not including like the original OG red, white, blue Spider-Man.
Yeah, like I do really enjoy Kraven as like a villain, and I really do enjoy Morbius as like a anti-villain thing, because like he's not really an anti-hero, but he's a bad guy, but he doesn't really want to be a bad guy. And I've been really, really into Silk lately. Okay. I read a lot of the Silk comics. They just rebooted it again for a little mini series. I think it's going to come back as like a full series soon. So I've just been really, really into that stuff with the Spider-Man lately. I did just pick up Spine Tingling Spider-Man, which is apparently supposed to be a more mature, graphic, violent take on the Spider-Man. I haven't read it yet, though.
I really like Spider-Gwen a lot.
Yeah.
She's been on my mind a lot.
Yeah. So
I just think she's so cool.
There's a lot of really cool characters for them to explore before they start like really trying to worm a bunch of stuff out. So any final thoughts on the Madame Web trailer?
Not really. I think my expectations are low just because I didn't think the trailer was that great. It was a lot of like har-har humor. Like, she couldn't predict that har-har. And I'm like, okay, all right, this is what I'm getting into. Like, that's...
Yeah. Yeah, that kind of like cheesy dialogue. And then if they like put everyone was been putting the CW logo at the bottom of the stills for the movie, and they're like, it just makes sense.
Yeah, so I think expectations are low, which means I might like it more.
Right.
Usually when I lower my expectations, I like something more. So, which isn't great when you think about it, but I think that's where I'm at. I don't think it's going to be the best movie ever. I think I'm going to watch it to watch it, and that's about it.
I agree. I think it's going to be a thing that we enjoy in like March or April.
Yep. Just going to watch it and be like, cool, awesome, great, watch that. That's done. It's not something I'd probably rewatch. Yeah, we'll probably never rewatch it.
It'll depend. I do watch bad movies over and over again, but that's...
You mm-hmm. do that.
I do that. So that's my final thoughts on Madame Web.
Nice. What if we ended the episode?
What if we did that now?
What if we did it
with a less than a minute to spare?
What if we did it right now?
Bye!
Bye!